Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Defendant will rise, face the jury, and hearken to its verdicts.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Ladies and gentlemen, American patriots and friends of truth worldwide, Friday, November 19th, marks an enormous triumph for freedom and a shot across the bow of the criminal global elite and their mindless, lawless minions. After the verdict was read, Judge Bruce Schroeder made a very important comment to the jury.
I think without commenting on your verdict, the verdicts themselves, just in terms of your the attentiveness and the cooperation that you gave to us, justifies the confidence that the founders of our country placed in you.
Quote, justifies the confidence the founders of our country placed in you, the jury. Trial by jury, where truth, logic, and justice can prevail. The key to saving our nation.
You've had the law read to you and interpreted as it applies in this case. It's now your duty to sit down and try and separate the facts from the fancy. One man is dead. Another man's life is at stake. If there's a reasonable doubt in your minds as to the guilt of the accused, a reasonable doubt, then you must bring me a verdict of not guilty. Now, if, however, there's no reasonable doubt, then you must, in good conscience, find the accused guilty. However you decide, your verdict must be unanimous.
Despite a lying, conniving, corrupt prosecution, Kyle Rittenhouse's jurors bared witness to the truth. The truth they saw with their own two eyes, based on video and testimony. And they exonerated Kyle Rittenhouse on Friday, November 19th, 2021. Remember this date. This is a landmark victory not only for Kyle Rittenhouse, but it's a victory for unarmed journalist Andy Ngo, who has been repeatedly beaten and brutally assaulted by Antifa goons. And it's a victory for every single American and community that has been terrorized, brutalized, assaulted, and burned down by Marxist, thieving, looting, arsonist, lawless dregs of humanity who have roamed the streets doing nothing but evil to the delight of their globalist puppet masters. God bless the truth tellers, the Constitution, the U.S. Bill of Rights, our founders, and the courageous, intellectually honest, and decent Rittenhouse jurors. Alternative news media was about the only place to get the truth about the facts in this case. Because as we all know, all the mainstream mockingbird horror media in the United States does is lie.
And so what the prosecutor, I thought, pretty effectively argued is that he's the only one who's dangerous in this situation. The other people are not attacking him. He's the danger.
About everything. And in the case of Rittenhouse, it was all race baiting and identity politics. To hell with the facts testimony, and what the video footage showed. The mainstream media will continue to try to pit Americans and people of all nations against each other over weaponized topics like speech, guns, the right to keep and bear arms, experimental vaccine mandates, climate change, etc., all on behalf of corrupt governments and their globalist masters like Rockefeller, Rothschild, AP, Reuters, and the mainstream media. So keep that in mind as I share this with you. On page 1957 of the reconciliation bill, Democrats have included $1.67 billion in special tax handouts to media companies under the guise of helping, quote unquote, local journalists. According to Zero Hedge, in reality, the provision is a product of the DC lobbying swamp and will benefit large media corporations. Companies of any size are eligible for this tax credit. Broadcast, print, and digital companies all qualify. Each company is allowed to claim the tax credit for up to 1,500 of their employees. The Associated Press recently reported that Gannett Corporation, publisher of USA Today, could get as much as $127.5 million. Let that sink in, as real news producers like SGT Report and so many others were terminated on October 15, 2020, without cause or reason, by YouTube, whose parent company Alphabet owns Google, and who fixed the results and gamed the results of news every single day across the globe. The deck is stacked. But as the Rittenhouse verdict shows us today, we the people have the power and retain the power. Friends, I have a very important interview to share with you now with Dr. Dave Janda. It mostly pertains to the experimental toxic vaccine and the fraudulent election of Joe Biden. We recorded this interview prior to the verdict being read in the Rittenhouse case. I'm going to break it into two parts because it is a rather lengthy interview. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Please pass this information on to your friends, family, and colleagues. As the Rittenhouse verdict shows us, it's certainly not too late to take our country back. And today was a shot across the bow of the enemies of our country and humanity.
If that whole experimental use authorization data, according to these whistleblowers, was fraudulent, how can they still have an experimental use authorization, Sean? And how in the world can they make something and mandate something that's based on fraudulent data?
Before we start with Dave Janda, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, if you think crypto assets are the future, I've got good news. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options. You can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Cullen Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Okay, guys, let's begin with my longtime friend, truth teller, and Dr. Dave Janda from Operation Freedom. He broadcasts live out of the People's Republic of the state of Michigan. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, Sean, and thanks for everything you do and how you do it.
Well, back at you, sir. We are going to rip these folks a new one today. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the enemies of humanity. And I've got a couple of things to show you. Let's start here. Worldwide search trend for died suddenly spikes to record highs. Now, according to Zero Hedge, we can't help but notice one Google search trend that has erupted worldwide. The search term died suddenly has spiked to an all-time high in just the last 2 months, with data going back to 2004. Headlines in Europe piece together a mysterious trend of people suddenly dying. Here are those headlines. You've seen them. I've seen them. But you know who hasn't seen them, Dave? Yeah. Regular folks who get their news from CNN and Washington Post and MSNBC. But see, nobody's saying that this is related to the vaccine. The powers that be, the mainstream media, won't tell you that. You have to figure that out for yourself by going to avenues of real news and truth like BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, Gab, Parler, or SGTReport.com or Operation Freedom. Dave, you and I know what's going on here. I want to play a soundbite from David E. Martin, Dr. David E. Martin, here in a second. But your thoughts on the search term died suddenly, now trending worldwide.
Sean, give it about 5 minutes, and probably by the time we're done with this interview, they will have deep sixed that search term, and you won't be able to get any data as far as how many people are actually searching the term. That's how bad this censorship issue has gotten, and you're right. For example, you mentioned the people outside that window in the People's Republic in Ann Arbor, you're right, are unaware, but that's not the fault of you or me or the independent media, because we have put our lives on the line to get this information out. Part of that problem rests with those people right out there, that they're not willing, they are not willing or able to look at facts, data, and science that potentially conflicts with the propaganda that has been jammed down their throats for almost for 2 years now. And Sean, I want to lay a little piece of information that just came my way right before we started this interview. Sean, you are all about transparency. I'm all about transparency. The independent media is all about transparency. We know the bought off lamestream fake media, tentacle of the deep state, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, or Fox for that matter, which, by the way, the Murdochs, as you know, sit on the Council on Foreign Relations, a globalist implementation and think tank. Sean, we're all about transparency in the independent media. However, the biofascists or the deep state or the totalitarian thugs or the New World Order crowd or whatever you want to call them are all about hiding information. Are you? So, Sean, if you made a product, you would want to make it as transparent as possible to the people who use your product about how safe it is, how effective it is, correct?
Yeah, I would, Dave. Okay, but, so we're talking about a cartel here, right? Well, so they don't have to play by those rules.
Oh, they don't. Well, how about this one, Sean? This from an attorney who filed a Freedom of Information Act with the FDA about getting the information, all the information that Pfizer filed with the FDA. Listen to this. This just got it right before. FDA has just asked a federal judge to grant it until the year 2076 to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine data on safety and efficacy. Sean, 55 years from today, they're asking, I mean, it's like the Kennedy assassination.
I was just going to say that.
Right?
It's just like the Kennedy assassination. Just put it in a closet and bury it.
1963, right. And Biden just pushed it off. Right? 1963, when JFK took that trip in Dallas. Sean, here's what they're telling you. They put all of us in a limousine in that car going into Dealey Plaza, and they want the information hidden for another 55 years about safety and efficacy. Yet people right out there say, oh, you know, Pfizer and all these other companies and the FDA and the NIH and the CDC and Anthony Fauci and all of them. Oh, they're so transparent. They care about us. They care about you.
You know, I was thinking about that last night. I have a friend that I warned about this quote unquote vaccine. And I just informed her she should watch one video before she makes the choice to take it. And she said, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this subject. That was the response from her via email. Now, I wonder, does this person think that Pfizer cares more about her than I do? All right, it's stunning. And by the way, when it comes to safety and efficacy, we can already see how safe and effective this thing is at killing people by looking at the VAERS reporting, the VAERS database. All right, more than 17,000, it might be north of 18,000 people now reportedly dead as the result of taking the experimental vaccine just in this country alone. Hundreds of thousands of injuries. And by the way, to add injury to insult, Dave, under EUA, under emergency use authorization, no informed consent is required for these drugs. And that's what it is. It's not a vaccine at all. It's a drug. And there are whistleblowers warning what's going to happen if this thing continues to get pushed on the public. Whistleblowers like Dr. David E. Martin, and I want to play his warning right now, because he said this on November 5th, and then November 16th, I recorded a TV spot that I want you all to watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we right now are on the precipice of the mass murder of 5 to 11-year-olds in this country, and we're pretending that that's as important or less important as whether we have, you know, critical race theory in schools or whether we have something else. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause for a moment. Children are being murdered, and we're pretending like that's one of the issues. I'm sorry, but for me, that's not one of the issues. Right now, the emergency use authorization and the illegality of the criminal conspiracy that gave rise to that emergency use authorization is the issue. And if we aren't focused on the issue, we are going to watch young men and women who never get to live to see adulthood in our name because we were so damn concerned about the topic that was interesting to us.
So then he goes on to absolutely fillet, quote unquote, Dr. Evil Fauci. He goes on to indict this man as the lead character in this entire nightmarish horror story. And Dr. Fauci needs to be indicted and tried for his crimes. But that's not even the point I wanted to make here. David E. Martin shared those words with that audience on November 5th. And last night on November 16th, I recorded this off my TV.
The worst of times can bring out the best in each of us. Doctors, nurses, and frontline workers have labored selflessly to keep us safe during the health crisis of our lifetime. How do we thank these heroes? It's simple. Get your COVID vaccine so we can end this pandemic. Strong variants are on the rise, and we don't want to put these heroes through another health crisis. They have given their all. Now it's up to you. Please do your part for you, for them, for us.
They also have spots specifically targeting kids. But the point I wanted to make regarding that spot is, did you see the tag? Did you see who's responsible for that spot? David, did you catch it right there at the end? The Helmsley Charitable Trust. Remember Leona Helmsley?
Use that term charitable very loosely when you talk about Helmsley, by the way.
Well, and she famously said before being indicted for her insider trading or stock crimes or whatever the hell it was, taxes are for the little people.
Little people.
That's what she's known for. So I want people to understand, when you think of the richest of the rich, I've made this case before, these people are all in the club and they're allowed to keep their billions if they play ball with the club. So think of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Gates Foundation, Oprah Winfrey, George Soros, the Murdochs, who you mentioned, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg. They all play their role in this scheme to really, it's a eugenic scheme to cull the population, to cull the population. And that's what I think they are currently doing. And it just stuns me that even the local news plays along with this, Dave. The local news, every single day, they just read the teleprompter and they play along with a safe and effective vaccine and parrot how exciting it is that it's now available for children ages 5 to 11.
Well, George Carlin had a great riff. It's a big club and we're not in it. And that is true. He was well ahead of his time. I want to unpack a couple of things. Some people that hear Dr. Dave Martin is the real deal. He and his team are the best forensic dissectors of patents and grants, I believe, in our country, if not the world. And he has followed the money and he has dissected the grants and the patents all associated with this entire, whatever you want to call it, goat rodeo of COVID that, by the way, Sean, I've renamed COVID. You know, in the medical profession, I practiced medicine for 32 years on the front line of healthcare delivery. In addition, I focus on prevention. So if there's anybody that wants to look on the prevention side and push a preventive intervention that has been documented as being effective and safe, it's me. I have a track record of it. I mean, the own CDC looked at studies that I was the lead investigator for and concluded that the work I did, just one series of studies, prevented 1.7 million people from getting injured a year, mainly children, and prevented and saved $2 billion in healthcare costs every year. And we spent $1,000 once. But here's the problem I have, Sean. I'm an analyst by heart. I was trained in analytical chemistry. I dissect issues to the nth degree. David Martin does the same thing with patents and with grants. And the breadcrumbs he lays out are absolutely damaging, that this, what I've renamed not COVID, but for example, in medicine, we talk about Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Why? Because the first cases came out of the Rocky Mountains. Lyme disease. Why do we call it Lyme disease? Because its first cases were out of Lyme, Connecticut. I've renamed COVID to Fauci-vid, because Fauci funded, and it's now been documented, even though he denied it under oath. And frankly, you talk about somebody that should be in contempt of Congress. It sure as heck isn't Bannon. It's this guy. Fauci funded the gain of function research, and David Martin has pointed this out, in 1999, funded such researchers as Ralph Baric out of the University of North Carolina, and the gain of function research transformed a natural occurring virus, a coronavirus, into, as David Martin has described, a bioweapon. And that research, through a middleman, a Peter Dodzik, of which Fauci funded and ran that over to Wuhan, and that is where that bioweapon was released from. Sean, to your friend who says we're going to have to agree to disagree, you need to run this quote that I'm about to give you by your friend, because it involves children. I've dedicated my life in the prevention world to preventing children from getting injured and dying. Sean, when I heard this quote from the FDA panel, when they were reviewing the jab for children, and as you know, I've dealt in healthcare policy since 1988, when I went to work at the very end of the Reagan administration on healthcare policy with then Surgeon General C. Everett Koop. And I've heard a lot of horrible things between 88 and 2021. I'm an old guy. And I've heard a lot of terrible things out of the swamp, but this takes the cake. And you have the recording of it, but I want to just say it for our listeners. And you need to run it by this person who said, oh, we're going to have to agree to disagree. Quote from Dr., and I use that term loosely, Rubin, who I believe also sits on the New England Journal of Medicine's editorial board, was talking about the jab and kids. Quote, we are never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. Yep. End quote. Sean, that is the most evil thing I have ever heard.
Hey, friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. It is pure evil, because yeah, they are testing this thing on an unknowing, unsuspecting public. But guess what? More people are suspecting something's up, which is why the search trend died suddenly. It's now spiking worldwide. Now, my question is, can people actually connect the dots? Or is it like if a tree falls in the woods and nobody sees it, did it really make a sound? Because guess what? The mainstream media is not going to report on any of this. They're going to continue to cover it up, as now they target children. And I want to play a Pfizer spot in a second. They're targeting children with the death shot. Children, by the way, that aren't even affected by the quote unquote disease at all.
Well, Sean,
a handful of deaths worldwide can be attributed to COVID amongst children in this age group. And they say the vaccine is 94% effective. Sean, effective in what? Killing them?
Sean, John Linatis, professor of medicine and epidemiology out of Stanford, just looked at these data in the 0 to 19-year age group. And one of the things I'm really sick of, I am sick of people equating COVID to smallpox. Okay, now look, do people get sick with COVID? Yes. Do they die? Yes. Smallpox carried with it a 30% fatality rate, minimum. Sean, in the 0 to 19-year age group, the infection survival rate is 99.9973% out of Stanford. Sean, more children die of diarrhea in this country, and that's not an overstatement, that's a fact, than they do from this. And when you look at that FDA data that this Rubin guy was, well, we have to, you know, do we have to give it to kids to see, you know, what kind of, you know, negative side effects there are? I mean, which is evil. When you look at the data that they submitted for not approval, but experimental use authorization, as you mentioned, there's drastically different situation, but nonetheless, the follow-up they did, two data sets. One was they followed kids for 2 months. And another of the data sets, they followed the kids for, I'm not kidding, 2 weeks.
Yep.
Sean, in other vaccines that have been approved, the follow-up was 10 to 12 years.
Yep. Well, get this.
And this is on a platform, an mRNA platform that is, as you say, and still documented as being experimental, because to this day, Pfizer's jab, J&J's jab, Moderna's jab are all under experimental use authorization. And then people are going to say right out that window, wait a minute, Pfizer's was approved. You are wrong. You are misleading. No, no. What the FDA did on August 23rd is they approved an application license for an entity that is legally distinct from Pfizer's called Comirnaty, of which not a vial is present of it in the United States. And in addition, Sean, when the FDA has been pushed to say, tell us what's in it, right? They want to wait till 2076 for safety, efficacy, and what's in it. It's been reported that 20% of what's in a vial of Pfizer or Moderna or J&J, 20% is not disclosed to the public. Sean, you mentioned informed consent. It's the basis of what I did for and still do as a physician. It's the heart, it's the soul, it's the core of the doctor-patient relationship, of the Hippocratic oath. You know, one of my kids gave me this. Do no harm, Hippocratic, do no harm, but take no bull. Part of the problem I have right now, Sean, is there are a whole lot of people in the medical profession that aren't living up to that sign.
Damn straight. Well, let me share this with you. Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, has said that people like you and I and others who are spreading what he calls disinformation are essentially terrorists. Now, I want to play a spot for you in a second, but before I do that, I want to make the point that when Lester Holt on the NBC Nightly News was celebrating the approval of this death shot for kids, NBC News put up a statistic themselves, which I don't have in front of me. I put it in a past video, and I'm going off memory here. I think the number was 146 deaths attributed to COVID among kids in that age group. Think about that. They're targeting 28 million kids, they say, because 146 kids died from what they say was COVID. Okay. It's madness. That's statistically zero deaths, really, essentially. And before I play this spot for you, when it comes to misinformation, Mr. Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, I would point out that your own Michael Yeadon, the former Pfizer VP, has called this thing a bioweapon. Mm-hmm. His words, not mine. But despite all of that, despite everything I just shared, Albert Bourla's Pfizer Corporation produced this absolute piece of shit propaganda and put it out on TV. This is a 90-second version. I won't play it all. You guys will get the idea in the first 8 seconds.
Getting ready to fight COVID.
Yum. all of us want to be superheroes. And the most important heroes are those that help others. This year, thousands of kids like us around the world joined the COVID-19 vaccine trial.
Kid power.
And when they did, they became all superheroes.
This is absolute propagandist crap. Here's how they tagged it out. Thank you. You are superheroes for taking the vax.
Thank you.
Thank you, superheroes.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
It leaves me speechless, man. They're coming after the children.
The only thing true in that, whatever you want to call it, is kids are awesome. They're the future of our country. They're the future of the world. They're the future of society. And you're right, Sean. They are being treated as though they are essential guinea kids. By that, I mean like guinea kids. That's how these companies and the elite, and in the elite, I put people like Fauci and Francis Collins, formerly of the NIH, and anyone continuing to push this at this point. You know, Sean, I have always said from the beginning, if you want to get the jab, fine. If you don't want to get the jab, fine. However, before you make a decision, you must be comprehensively informed of the benefits and the risks and the side effects and the upside and downside. And the big problem I have, Sean, is when I spoke to people as early as the beginning of January of 2021, when this first started coming out, and when I still talk to folks today that got the jab, and I just give them some basic information about, as you mentioned, the CDC's own VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S system, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, where, as you mentioned, Sean, as of today, 875,651 adverse events, and that's only the tip of the iceberg, because as you mentioned, the Harvard study showed that only 1% of adverse events are actually reported to the VAERS system, or the 18,461 individuals who are now dead because of the jab. When I talked to them about, were you told about the VAERS system? And at the time it was smaller, but still significant. Remember, Sean, in 1976, when President Ford was president and was running for a re-election, or not election, he had just been moved in after Nixon and Watergate, but he was running and there was the swine flu and he pushed through a vaccine quickly. And what did we see? We ended up seeing 52 Americans who died because of the swine flu vaccine and over 500 people in our country who sustained neurologic injuries, some of which were permanent, and they pulled the vaccine because of that. 53, that's 53 too many and 500 too many. But Sean, we're talking 18,461 dead.
Reported.
Reported.
That's just amongst those that are reported deaths.
Tip of the iceberg.
We know it's at least 10 times higher.
We know it's a lot higher, right? We know it's we know from Tom Renz and his whistleblowers within Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and people who are just 65 years of age and over who got the jab within two weeks of getting that jab. They reported, the whistleblowers, looking at medical records inside the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, there are over 48,000 Americans who had died because of the jab. When I talked to Tom Renz about it on my platform, when I talked to Dr. Peter McCullough, when I talked to Dr. Lee Mayer, when I talk to people who have gotten the jab, I say, have you been told about the VAERS system? Have you been told that in the experimental use authorization data that Pfizer initially submitted, that Peter Doshi from the British Medical Journal reviewed, that the chance of you, if you get the jab, of you preventing you from getting COVID, from transmitting COVID, the jab only gives you not a 95% benefit, a 1% benefit. Actually, it's 0.88% benefit, if you want to be precise. 0.88%, not 88%, 0.88. Or the fact that when you look at the reduction of minor symptoms. In the EU, in the experimental use authorization data itself, it showed that there was a 95% benefit. They didn't even look at deaths or hospitalizations or serious illness. They just looked at minor symptoms. It was a 19% benefit. They fudged their numbers when they went to the public.
Right. Well, and get this.
And in spite those numbers, Sean, as bad as they are, they're undoubtedly even worse. Why? Sean, why do I say that? From Zero Hedge, falsified data. Pfizer vaccine trial had major flaws, whistleblower tells peer-reviewed journal. A whistleblower involved in Pfizer's pivotal phase 3 COVID-19 vaccine trial, this from Zero Hedge, has leaked evidence to the British Medical Journal that poor practices on the contract research company she worked for raised questions about data integrity and regulatory oversight. Listen to this one. A regional director who was employed at the research organization Ventavia Research Group told the British Medical Journal that the company falsified data, unblinded patients, employed inadequately trained vaccinators, was slow to follow up on adverse events reported in Pfizer's pivotal phase 3 trial, of which the approval or the authorization, experimental use authorization was based. Listen, the staff who conducted quality control checks were overwhelmed by the volume of problems, adverse events they were finding. After repeatedly notifying Ventavia of these problems, the regional director, Brooke Jackson, when the company wasn't responsive, emailed a complaint to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. And Sean, you know what happened to her that afternoon? Ventavia fired her later the same day. Add to that, Sean, remember, Pfizer, the same guy who wants to say that anybody who speaks against the jab is a criminal. Okay, talk about criminals. How is that not criminal? Let me ask you something, Sean. If that whole experimental use authorization data, according to these whistleblowers, was fraudulent, how can they still have an experimental use authorization, Sean? And how in the world can they make something and mandate something that's based on fraudulent data? And by the way, Sean, as you know, in 1988, Congress passed a law that drug companies were indemnified, were protected from any liability if their product. Well, tell me something. Does that indemnification still hold if the information they presented for approval was based on fraud? I think not, Sean. And then add to it what Alex Berenson, the great former New York Times science journalist, no longer there because he saw the light, he came up with this yesterday. Pfizer, this was on documents just released by the FDA, what limited documents they did. Pfizer told the world in their initial report, 15 recipients of their jab, this is in their studies, had died in its pivotal trial, while 14 died that were in the unvaccinated group. Are people aware of that? I don't think so, but listen. But that number was false. The real number was 21 people died in the jab group compared to only 17 people who didn't get the shot. Fraud. And this is not the first time, Sean. Pfizer, this one, I went to the Justice Department's own site, okay? Justice Department, this is in 2009. Justice Department announces largest healthcare fraud settlement in its history. Pfizer to pay $2.3 billion for what? Fraudulent marketing. Oh. It's the largest healthcare fraud settlement in the history of the Department of Justice. And then we have this, as I mentioned earlier in this interview, Sean, from just an hour ago. The FDA has asked the federal judge to grant it until the year 2076 to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine data on safety and efficacy. Sean, this is criminal. Criminal.
Yeah, it is absolutely criminal. And all of this reminds me of the revolving door at the FDA and Pfizer. Oh. And that's why this will continue, okay? Because the foxes guarding the hen house, the entire FDA is stacked with people who have done business or have worked for Pfizer in the past. So, I mean, it's really, really criminal. It's the definition of fascism, actually. And when all these sycophants on ESPN feigned outrage because Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packer quarterback, had to admit he hasn't taken the vaccine and got sidelined for one game. They called him a liar. They called him the opposite of a sportsman. They called him somebody who is selfish. He doesn't care about his team. Why? Because he doesn't want to risk getting blood clots. And these people, these sycophants on ESPN and on the nightly news, they wouldn't admit to the audience that the experimental vaccine will not prevent transmission of the disease, nor does it prevent getting the disease. So what's the point in taking it? Sean, I mean, it's so elementary here, Dave. I mean, we live in an upside down world with these sycophants screaming at people and saying the unvaccinated are the problem.
Sean, that's been on the FDA website for many months, that the jabs will not prevent you from getting COVID, will not prevent you from transmitting COVID. It may, underline the word may, reduce the severity and duration of symptoms. It says it, but nobody reads it. In fact, the problem is you got these biofascists like Fauci out there in February of 2021. Direct quote, the vaccinations will prevent 100% prevention of getting it or transmitting it or getting sick or going to the hospital or dying. And now he's changed his tune, right? Dr. Fauci, he changed his tune to the New York Times, no less, last week. Dr. Fauci, I won't even say doctor in front of this clown's mouth, name. Fauci admits vaccines did not work as advertised and that vaccinated are in great danger today. For over a year, Fauci has blocked, this from Jim Heff, has blocked successful treatments and overpromised on ineffective vaccines, but at least Big Pharma made record profits. Fauci, on Friday night, November 12th, told the New York Times podcast that the vaccines did not work as advertised and that vaccinated Americans are in danger due to their waning immunity. According to Fauci, officials are now starting to see some more waning, starting? Sean, you and I have been talking, and so has the independent media, been talking about this for 10 months. According to Fauci, officials are now starting to see some waning immunity against both infection and hospitalization several months after vaccination. He pointed toward the incoming data from Israel. That incoming data has been there for 9 months, Sean. Data, which he noted, tends to be about a month to a month and a half ahead in terms of the outbreak. Quote, here's what he said. They are seeing a waning immunity not only against infection, but against hospitalization and to some extent, death. Sean, the most recent data out of the UK looking at the deaths in the UK in the entire month of October, over 80% of the deaths from COVID in the UK. This is according to the data out of the official office in Britain. Over 80%. Of those who died from COVID in the month of October in the UK were fully vaccinated.
I know. Guess who's stacking the hospitals too? Fully vaccinated people in Israel. I think Gibraltar, that might be one of the other most vaccinated places on earth. What are they seeing? Massive, massive COVID breakouts. Why? Because of the vaccine. It's not hard to stitch this stuff together and connect the dots. And if I may, let me go back to that Pfizer. Can you see this? This is from that spot. Okay. Now, I want everybody to know, and people do, people who listen to this show know, that if there was an emergency, they wouldn't have used the soft, precious music and the superhero kids. They would have shown kids in hospital beds, and they would have shown funeral footage. If this thing was an actual emergency, where kids actually were dying from this thing, they would have made a different spot. But they didn't. They did the soft sell, and they're trying to pull on your heartstrings to get parents to go jab their kids under emergency use of the vaccine. Okay, here's the tag. Emergency uses of vaccine have not been approved or licensed by FDA, but have been authorized by FDA, which is the revolving door of Pfizer and a government agency. I'm coming back to you, man. There's no emergency. Show me the emergency where no kids are dying. Well, I take it back. Lester Holt said 146 kids have died. Okay, friends, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. That's the end of part one. In part two, we round out the conversation about these toxic vaccines, and then we discuss the fraudulent election of Joseph Biden and the upcoming Supreme Court case that may well overturn it. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, every single day for free. You can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
After I spoke, they were very humbled. You know, I put them on notice, and really what I did was just put the dogs back on the leash. These are public servants. They're supposed to serve us. We are the masters. They are the servants, not the other way around. And I reminded them of that, and that's the importance of what I did. I put them back on the leash.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless this republic. Bye-bye.